AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Big Bang. It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask, what is then?
Bring you big facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live at Revo Studios, it's the voice of Shy Jones and...
Get my camera back.
Revo Studios in Atlanta, DJ Scream, Big Bang. Baby J, Shy Jones,
Six Grapes,
yeah. And Invisible Man. And it's time for Big Facts Friday. What's up, family?
What's happening? I want to be you so bad. No. I'm being there, brother.
I am not your idol.
Right.
Get off, man.
They got my shit.
Get off, man. What's up, everybody? Everybody cooling it?
We good,
thank
brother.
Y'all being festive. Y'all having, what they call it, a chameleon? What, chameleon?
Communion.
They drink wine at church.
Communion.
Yeah. Communion. Some De Leon, some wine, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
What's up, Jay? What are we doing on this fabulous Friday?
Woo!
Ric Flair.
We are doing a lot. And a lot. You mean our first word?
What's the word, Jay?
Okay, so our word of the day, brought to us by our good brother picking his eyes, is synchronicity. Or what you call it?
That. Synchronicity. That'll work. We'll go with that right now.
Synchronicity. Yeah, something. Okay, so synchronicity is the simultaneous occurrence of events which appear significantly related but have no discernible casual connection.
Such as?
It happens to everyone sooner or later. A certain number pops up wherever you go. An old friend you haven't seen in 20 years since high school appears the same day that you're looking at their picture in the yearbook. It's kind of like a mixture of deja vu and epiphany, for lack of a better way to put it.
Okay. So
okay,
what? So I guess we start.
I see
the,
queen.
I guess we start the conversation. Where do we
queen.
Think? That, where do we think that comes from? What do you think? Where y'all think that comes from?
Glitch.
Telekinesis.
That the right telekinesis?
Mm-hmm. Because you know how, like, you can tell, like, when you're talking to somebody and, like if I'm talking to Black and it's just me and Black, but then I make a mistake and call him Scream, you'd be like, damn, Scream must be talking about me or some shit like that. Like, when I feel like it's all about vibrations, and when you're thinking too hard about somebody or you're thinking too hard about something, then it's gonna appear or manifest in one way or another sooner or later.
Don't that happen with like relationships and then like best friends too? Like how they say if a woman around another woman, they cycle might start happening and all this.
That does happen.
I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's for a fact. If you're around a woman for a long time, your periods are definitely gonna sink.
Well, that's a fact though, because they say like in girl dorms in college, they were actually able to study that. So yeah, they do be syncing up.
Isn't that synchronicity? Isn't that also like when, like you were saying in the earlier episode, when like you and your partner could be looking at each other and talking, but not even talking. Like
you could talk with your eyes.
Yeah, like, just doing it.
What the definition is
the simultaneous occurrence of events which appear significantly related but have no discernible causal connection. But synchronicity is also when two things align, or when one or more things align.
Yeah,
like a butterfly is in sync with both of their wings.
That's symmetry, ain't it?
But it's synchronicity because they're both like in sync, like in order, like when they move, they have to move at the same time.
I think
in
a better order.
So you're saying that balance.
Like birds traveling.
Their wings
like
are
birds. They move together in a pack.
No.
A swarm.
No, not that.
A flock. What birds traveling? A flock?
Not that.
No.
Do birds not travel at the same time?
Bro, I'm just making shit up.
You
don't
want someone to put it on.
But it ain't.
He can't
breathe. It's not giving.
He can't breathe.
Shit, we got to commit to it now.
You locked in.
Locked in.
Shit.
So what you going to do? You want to no drink your joint?
That nigga done mixed six grapes and Ciroc.
Nah, I ain't getting no six grapes. They ain't give me no.
That's why you sweating, nigga.
No, I'm sweating because I had Deleon and Ciroc.
What the hell is you doing, man?
Trying to get a check from Diddy now.
Now that's what you call dick riding.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Nah.
What?
That's promo.
Dang. See, Black people always want to put dick riding.
When you put yourself at risk,
hey,
mixing tequila and vodka, you're immediately putting yourself in danger. Like,
now you put it, since you put it like that, you are God of
dick. I'm drunk worth shit. I'm equipped for this.
I'm
gonna do it till I get a deal.
But back to the lecture at hand.
Yes,
since we got so far off the topic,
right?
Yeah, correct.
This nigga over here trying to commit suicide and shit.
Oh gosh,
it's getting dark in here.
How you gonna throw up with that mask on?
Why would I throw up?
As long as he can throw up or do whatever he wants to do, as long as he doesn't fart over here like he did the other episode,
I wouldn't fart.
Yes, you were.
I was burping.
That shit smelled like it was coming out your ass.
Y'all, come on.
What are we back on track? What are we talking about?
What's something? We were talking about examples of
everybody's drunk.
Synchronicity.
Synchronicity.
Yes. We were talking about examples.
Examples of synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you think about somebody and they call you.
Fucking peanut butter and jelly.
No.
No.
Nah, you
making up stuff.
You got the word wrong now, Jay.
Yeah. So what do you call it's like peanut butter? It's like in tune.
Synchronicity really is like on some spiritual type
shit.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's like in tune.
It's like, you know, okay, an example of a synchronicity is a twin flame. Mm-hmm. You know how they say, like, your soulmate or your person is going to be aligned with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's
oh, you mean
you
like,
guys are in sync.
Okay, I was thinking like,
yeah, yes.
Fire.
Yeah. But synchronicity, I think when I looked at it, I thought it was saying like, basically.
More spiritual?
Yeah, more of like I say.
Manifesting.
You dream about somebody and the next day they call you, or you was thinking about, like, if I was thinking about like, damn, who should I get for this podcast? Should I use Jay, Kodak, or Shy? You know what I'm saying? And then Sha called me. So it'd be like, damn, it must be meant for Sha immediately. You know what I'm saying? She called me while I'm thinking of who should I... You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, no, that's what I get from
it. I mean, it sounds like it could be it.
Synchronicity.
Or could it be?
That's what I thought it is.
Yeah.
When it talks about, like, numbers and stuff lining up, you know how, like, especially if you're spiritual, you know angel numbers, 111, 444, you just look at those.
Yeah, I'm big on that because I see messages. Angel numbers all the time.
I know for me, I do. Like, if I'm thinking about something like, damn, what should I do or blah, 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 and if I look down at my phone and it's 1111 or 111, I'm going to think, like, okay, that's a sign. You know what I mean? Like, things of that nature.
It's crazy because every time I look at my watch, it'd be like 911 or some shit. I look and see who I ride. We want these niggas to police.
What is wrong with you?
I swear to God.
What is wrong with you?
Shit, paranoia. Like,
that's synchronicity, huh?
Yeah, like, if it's 911 and it's the wrong nigga right here by me, like, bro, you the police. Can't be 911. Don't come around me with this 911. Or 211. You nigga try to rob.
Facts. Facts.
You don't feel like that's a message? Like that. Facts.
You feel like that's a message?
I do.
Facts. Especially that 211.
Like, really? No, like, say if I got a missed call from a nigga I ain't talked to in a long time, but he called me at 9-11. You the cops. In my mind.
Nigga could be in an emergency.
What is happening?
Right. It could be a plain, simple emergency.
Like, we need you right now. Exactly. Come quick. Hurry up.
Not real shit.
Like, I ain't talked to you, bro. You just calling me out of the blue.
He's in need.
No, I'm saying you're not even in need. It just was a missed call. But I woke up and I seen it that you called me a nigga that I ain't talked to at 9-11. You probably finna try to
set me up.
You cops or something. Is it like some crazy shit?
So you take it as a sign to stay the fuck away. 9-11, stay away.
It comes from attaching. I be diagnosing myself. They come because I attach everything to a negative past situation. You get what I'm saying?
So
you
stop being pessimistic?
Yeah, that's like being pessimistic. Yeah. It's like you associate everything with a negative experience.
With a negative connotation, yeah.
Experience, you know what I'm saying? Like if you don't been through so much shit, it's like
PTSD.
If something kind of is similar, remind you of
that situation,
it's like that's that.
And it can't be nothing else but that.
And it can't be nothing else but that because I remember how I felt when that happened and I feel like that now.
Because it's
9-11. Because it's not, exactly.
But something happened at 9-11 to make you feel like that.
No, it's the 911.
It's the number that you call when you're trying to get law enforcement there immediately.
It went way over your head, yeah?
Yeah.
No, because 9-11, it's multiple things. It's police, it's help.
Pull your mask up.
It's up.
Pull your mask up.
It is up. You got to pull it down.
No.
Nah, but you get what I'm saying, though. Everything, and that's... That like coming from the urban community. I ain't even gonna say the ghetto, the trenches, the street. Coming from an urban community, urban household, you usually attaches things in life that could be good things to negative experiences.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And that shit holds us back because we be like, I ain't going to that shit.
It takes you out of sync with elevation.
But what if it's just them preparing for the worst? You know, some people, when you think of a situation, like if somebody invites you somewhere, you like, shit, who all gonna be there? You know what I mean?
Like
a lot of people,
anyway.
But a lot of people prepare for the worst.
Be there anyway, because if it's somebody there now, fuck when I ain't coming.
Exactly, because you're thinking about the worst shit.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the worst thing?
Exactly.
You know, you're thinking about who could be there that I don't want to fucking see.
But so the person could be there who you really want to see.
I'll catch them later.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
As us, we gonna sit there and look at it like...
If it even smells like somebody that I might not fuck with, might even think about being there and coming, I'm not coming. Fuck that.
Yeah, nah, I'm the same way, but we just gotta, I guess, realize what we do to ourselves.
Being our own way?
Yeah, we do that shit. We do a lot of shit to ourselves, like...
But I think that goes back to overthinking.
No, it ain't even overthinking. It's just like... Like, have you ever smelt some shit and was like...
Yes, yes.
And it took you to a moment when you smelt that
when
for the first time.
When I was, and I didn't
And it
like
could have been
shit.
A long time ago. It's just like, certain shit, and I think that's what... I thought that's what
synchronicity
was. Like, it's like shit that sinks you back to something that you remember. That's what I thought it was, but
I think it's a part of that.
It's another word for that.
So sink is in... Like sync and in
cohesion,
all of that together. What?
But it said with two things that normally doesn't, but have no
discernment or casual connection? So how is that? If it's two things that y'all saying, but they don't have a connection.
A discernible or casual connection is the opposite of what Black is saying. Because a discernible connection means that you can break it down and figure out where you remember it from or where it's coming from. If it doesn't have a discernible connection, you have no idea why you're thinking this or why you're feeling this way.
It's just like you wired to goddamn, and I know this shit probably off subject, but I'm just still thinking about what I was just saying. It's like, this person three could want to, like, my nigga, $3 visual. You know what I'm saying? Shot my nigga three out. Three could be a real true friend of mine.
Yeah.
But me done let myself go for other friends in the past, and they not, I got something, a wall up that's not fair to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Because he could be truly.
You're punishing him for other people's mistakes.
Or for how I just think, how I take negative, what is
experiences.
It? Negative experiences and just live your life. Like, that shit fucks. I don't know how to get rid of that. I know a lot of people got to go through that. It's just, even in relationships, it's like, especially with a woman, they done went through this shit 3, 4, 5, 6 times with different niggas. So you really getting half of a woman when you get her.
The shit end of the stick, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You really getting half of a woman, 75% of her already gone. All she got now is the physical form.
It's all trauma. We talked about
that. That shit happens a lot, though.
You think so?
You don't
think
yes. That? That's casual with dating. Yeah. Like, if you've been through all these traumatic experiences, by the time you get somebody that you really like.
It's like you got an unconscious wall up that you don't even know that's not even allowing you to be submissive or be
open up your
as lovable or as you.
You're jaded. Yeah. By the time you get the person you really love, you're going to be jaded.
Okay, but do you think that well, what you guys are saying, I guess that's a part of some truth there, right? But do you think that if another person show them that they're
but
like,
it takes a lot, though. But it takes a lot because 9 times out of 10, the person that you attract's already done been through shit, too. So so when you attract this person and y'all trying to get together to make this shit work, it's like he going through his own trauma looking at you as if you just already fucked up and I'm fucked up. It's like, who going to break?
Right.
Who going to break and say what it is like? I have this problem. I got to get over this. And I see the problem that you... Who's going to understand the other person and know what she going through to understand your triggers and her triggers? This shit just crazy. That's why you might as well just keep the motherfucker you already had, bro. That's how I look at it.
I'm crying.
Real shit, because I just never felt like I wanted to go through what somebody else already done put somebody else through and try to fix them. In this case, I might as well fix what I fucked up.
Fact. Yeah.
That's just how I always looked at it.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to go through. At this age we at, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get a woman that's already been in love before, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you really taking his, I don't want to say baggage, but that's what it is.
It is baggage.
You know what I'm saying? Because she put on game on how not to take certain shit off of what he done.
The damage that he did to her, you the one they're gonna have to deal with.
Yes.
It's kind of like if I got a soda.
And vice versa.
If I got a soda can, right, and I shake that shit up and got it, I put it down, and Jade come pick it up. She don't know that I shook the shit up. If she open it, guess what's gonna happen to Jade?
Facts.
That shit gonna spray all over her. She ain't did nothing to deserve it.
Facts.
She didn't shake that shit up. But the fact that I did that damage, you know, shit, she didn't want to gotta deal with it.
Facts. Mm-hmm. And then it's like a cycle now. It's like she might hurt him. Or he might hurt her, and then she go hurt another motherfucker, and then that shit just crazy.
A cycle? But what happens when they
say... You might keep yours.
What happens when they say, like, someone else is trash or someone else is treasure?
Where does that come in? Yeah, they treasure until they do something that's similar to what... Not this, this don't always happen.
They do something that made the nigga take out the trash.
Yeah. So they do something similar of what this other person done did, and it may not be that. Like, I think I seen this shit on Instagram. It was like, just say, Vincent, when this nigga wasn't answering the phone, he was fucking off. Mm-hmm. But you called me, I ain't answering the phone, I'm actually working. But I'm going to get the same attitude as when this nigga was fucking off. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you call my phone right now, I'm out, and I don't answer. Because I'm actually filming Big Facts Friday. But due to the fact of the last relationship, this nigga say he was working, but you found out when he ain't answering the phone, he was actually working. You know what I'm saying? He was doing his thing with another woman. Okay, now it's like when you don't answer the phone, it's going to trigger her to automatically feel that that's what's going on.
Not necessarily, because if she trusts you, she not gonna, she's not
gonna trust that.
But it's gonna be in the back of the head, regardless if she trusts you or not.
I said trigger. Yeah, I ain't saying she might trust you, and she might even not even react on it, but it's still gonna trigger emotion. She gonna think about it. Then you get home and you don't know. It's like a toss up with her and you.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's all traumatic experiences.
But what do you do?
What do you do?
Go back to choices. So you could choose. You could choose to take all that shit from the past and hold this person to that shit that happened, or you can choose your own freedom. Like, I'm not gonna let this shit. I'm gonna go out there and just say, look, I fought with this person so much, and I'm willing to get hurt per se. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the dilemma. It's like, when you done felt that shit for real, it's like, you ain't willing to be hurt no more.
Mm-mm. This shit.
Regardless, if you try, bro, you could try your best to be like, I'm finna be 100 with this person. It's like I say, it's gonna be an unconscious wall. It's gonna be some shit that you not even knowing you doing. Mm-hmm. Cause you done created a defense mechanism that you can't even control.
And that goes back to you what we always said about
you can't control.
You choose not to. You choose not to. It's all choices.
Nah, for sure.
Nah, it's all choices.
For sure, but you be done built some shit in you that you don't even know you built.
No, there's no more.
You be done built some shit in you that you don't know you built in you, too, though.
For sure.
That's just like in life, like, you can't say that's a choice or because I don't know what I done built to make me stronger.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Right.
I agree with that.
Like, shit that been going on in your life, you don't know what you done put, what type of wall, what type of mental shit you done put in yourself to make you be like, I ain't going for that no more. But you can meet a person that actually love you the way that you want to be loved, but it's like, I can't let you because I don't even know that I done built this person that I am.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't know that, but that's what I had to do to heal.
Mm-hmm.
So you wondering why, damn, why I just can't, why I can't get this right. I know I fuck, I know she fuck me, but you not even knowing that. Bro, you done took certain emotions out of yourself.
And locked them away.
Yeah, so you done took certain vulnerability out of yourself. Like, yeah, I ain't going down that road no more. Because I know it, that shit made me like I was finished.
And I don't want to feel that ever again.
And I don't want to give anybody that type of power over me ever again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people feel that way, though. Yes. Especially when they had a heart broken. A lot of people are like, I don't want to love like this. Ain't nobody ever going to be able to get like this to me again.
Especially like in men, like when they get their heart broken or they feel like, for instance, like when we talked about it in the other episode, like they open up to a woman and the woman takes that knowledge and in the heat of an argument or in the heat of a moment uses it against them.
Yeah.
Like they shut down completely and a lot of times they don't even realize that they're shutting down completely, but they just know, like, man, really fuck this bitch, but I'm not ever finna let no bitch ever be able to fucking use nothing against me again.
But one heartbreak for a man can make a nigga say, fuck all
every
women.
Every woman. In certain, I mean, every
in
woman,
certain
yeah.
aspect of like, being vulnerable ever again, like, I'm not doing that again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just what it is. Like, you got some niggas that can bounce back from that shit, like, and just continue to goddamn... I'm gonna try it again, try it again, try it again. But you got some nigga be like, man, you know what, man? Fuck the hoe. That's just how it is. You got some women like that too, man. They be like, you know what, fuck that. I don't try it. I ain't doing that. I can't. That's a weakness for me.
But you got some niggas too that that'll even go as far as not to just say fuck these hoes, but will try to punish every bitch.
Yes, my lick back is on every bitch. Yeah, you're right. My lick back, like, you know how to be like, I gotta get my lick back. It ain't even the lick back on the woman. It's like, for the race of women, I'm getting my lick back.
Every one of you hoes is gonna pay for what this bitch did to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
fucked
up.
But is that the right way or the toxic way?
No, that's the toxic way. But that's the same thing as I was saying, like, in the beginning, it's like, you putting... even if you don't do it the fuck these bitches away, you still doing it because you connecting every situation to your negative experience.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So so no matter what, if your girl actually get drunk and my phone was dead, I got drunk and stayed at my friend's house. She a goddamn one of them gullible ass little motherfuckers.
Airheads.
Just great. Really got drunk and really went to sleep at her friend's house.
Mm. Yeah.
She ain't got to be gullible and all that.
I'm just saying, like, you got to be. If you that drunk, when you know you about to get that drunk, if you got a dude, you supposed to, hey, come get me.
Come get me, yeah.
Because I feel like by the time I tap out, what I'm saying? It's rules to this shit.
That don't make her a gullible airhead because she was outside having
she could be green.
That don't make her green.
I'm saying,
it do. Because you're right.
It depends on the boundaries that you have.
Right. What I'm saying, but you could be not the same. I don't know what to say. You could be green.
Yeah, because some niggas ain't going for that.
Yeah, because you know that's a deal breaker. Like, how you go to sleep and not tell me now I got 11 o'clock, you roll over to my you were drunk. I supposed to believe that?
You wouldn't believe it if I said it.
Oh, my
it.
Gosh.
Yeah.
No.
Stop it.
What are you saying? Girl, I'm just saying, like, as what? A woman that go out, most women, let me tell y'all something about women. Uh-huh. Most women, the most comfortable she is going to be drunk is around her homegirls. So if I go to my homegirl house and we having one of those nights and
you
drunk.
So your nigga stay here?
No.
Okay.
What type of dude you talking about, though?
But I'm not saying every guy is going to go for it. All I'm saying is women do get drunk with her homegirls and go to sleep. Drunk. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's okay for a relationship. I'm not saying
I'm saying you're in a relationship.
Women do that.
I know they do.
Yeah, that's women do. I'm saying women do it, and genuinely, that's what it was. They was just at the house
who
drunk.
Gonna believe
they
that, though?
That's what
I'm
saying. That's what I'm saying.
When you have a nigga, you can't do that.
But what I'm saying is, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying exactly what you're saying. It happens, and you meet a woman that actually does that. It's like, you're going to connect that to who? I ain't going for that. And it could be the truth.
It's the truth. But you just used to the last bitch that was out here doing some other shit.
You used to reality. Like, yeah, man, the bitches been stayed out all night. Ain't nothing staying open all night but Waffle House. And legs. We all know that.
And that just really just...
Huh?
People judge you off the way that they think.
So that's just some shit that you would be doing, or the shit that the average man would be doing. So that's why they thinking that.
That's what you should have been doing. If it's me, if you my girl and you stayed out drunk, you should have went on ahead and got whatever you was gonna, what I thought you were doing, because that's what I'm gonna think regardless.
Yeah, right.
You're not gonna be able to convince me that. Your otherwise, friend don't know to call me?
It could be video evidence.
Nobody
still
around you knows
did.
To say she's drunk.
Right. And this nigga
come get her. Nobody knows
like,
to say that.
And it's your homegirl and it's your friend that you know that she got this best friend that they go over there and they get
hey,
drunk.
Hey, but your
shit.
Best friend should know and how important drunk. I am to you.
Right.
To not know that I would be worried
exactly.
if you're that okay, drunk and sleepy.
I get that. All I'm saying is
you need
is
an Amber Alert on your
no,
ass
what
or
I'm
something.
Is
for mine.
If you know the friend in anything, if you calling her
hey,
phone dead,
no
you would hit the friend.
How your phone
mother.
Go dead when you know you got a husband?
Man, that shit. Phones die all the time.
You
and
that drunk
at
your phone
dead?
No,
you
ain't
got to
be drunk. You could be sober and your phone died.
That's disrespectful.
That's
I'm just saying, it's irresponsible, but the
who,
shit
but,
happens. Y'all should act
got,
like it don't happen.
We got real charges. We got car charges.
I'm
we got case charges.
I'm just saying, phones fucking die.
But when your phone get low.
Have your phone died? And when your phone die, are you fucking?
Hold up. Okay,
when your phone die, are you fucked?
But
when your phone die,
have you ever stayed out and gotten dead drunk with your friends while you were with your husband and you didn't think to call? Okay,
okay. Let me tell you, that don't count. Listen,
are you single?
I'm saying when you're in a relationship with certain type of dudes, any type of dude in his right mind. When you getting drunk and your phone about to go dead, babe, I'm having fun. My phone about to die.
I'm yes. agreeing. I'm not saying that you're not
yeah.
supposed to.
Like,
do that.
I don't get a forewarning or nothing. Like,
what
whenever
about
you're,
when
gonna,
your
you're
phone
not going
to
think
die.
Of my phone about to die, I'm going to make sure I call for shot phone, anything.
Because
I know
that.
My wife
you have
worried.
Done that. You have done that. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
just something
sure.
I'm going to do. I'm going to fuck who phone I got to call from.
Right.
Baby, call me on this number. Revolt line. Call me at this. Call the camera.
Call the camera.
I don't give a damn what it is. I'm checking in to let you know because I don't want you to even
be worried.
Attach that to a negative experience.
Yes.
That's
because
all I'm saying.
If
you
wants,
really
if,
care about a person, you care
that,
about
that
person,
that.
Bro.
Yeah, and you care what they think, and you care how they feel
like
about
a person
you.
That's just going to go get drunk enough and let my phone go dead, that means I don't care.
Right. I don't give a fuck.
It's
not,
a fuck
no,
to me.
I don't
it's
think
a fuck that.
That
nigga
it's not you. That. Like, I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. We just going to have to all, I'm going to have to disagree with all the big fans.
Okay,
I don't
good.
Think if a phone
that's
motherfucking die, and you're in a relationship that is fuck that person. Sometimes people, when they go out with their fucking friends, they're literally on some like, I want to have fun with my friends. Like, I'm not thinking
your
of shit.
Your friend's that important to you?
Yes, friends are that important.
Friends, but you're okay,
yeah,
Jeff. You said
you talk about some boyfriend and girlfriend shit, too. You ain't
yeah,
speaking
not,
from a wife.
Been, I've never been married,
a
so
wife
I can't
know
speak
that
it.
At all that's, times,
I
know that this nigga need to know where I'm at. For one, you already got my
but location.
But
you already know where they at.
For two, that's what I'm saying, it don't matter. So if I get drunk or whatever I get, there's never going to be an excuse that you can tell me that I ain't
courtesy.
Talking to you for 12 hours.
It's a
I wouldn't give a
courtesy.
Fuck who you is.
Right.
There's nothing you can tell me unless your ass is, I'm finna get had to go identify your body. There's nothing else you can tell me that I ain't talked to you in 12 hours because there's
yeah.
nothing I can tell you.
Right.
I'm giving you that.
There's nothing I can
you
tell
that.
You. Go ahead.
You have to look at a person's body of work.
Yes.
Their whole body of work because it could happen once. Something can happen once, but you look at their body of work and then you decide, like, is this a habit? Is this who this person is? Or is this something that just happened and that's it?
True.
Well,
I'm not saying, no, you're right about that. I'm not saying that it can't happen.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying it can't happen, but what I'm
saying
is what is your spouse going to think?
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
I think it's two separate things, though. I think what both of you are saying, I see what you're saying, but it kind of lies on the fact that you know where that person is. If my phone died, you know where I'm at.
Yes.
And
yes,
you know who I
yes,
am. It's a difference in being
yes.
with your girls and then being in them streets.
Yes. Yes. She just
I agree with both
now,
of y'all
now,
saying.
Now, if I know who you went out with,
yeah, that's
and I know I can pull up oh, she
yes,
not
yes.
drunk.
Yes,
that's
yes,
different.
That's what I'm saying, though.
That's different. No, I'm saying.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Thank
yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Because that's
you
exactly
just
what
on,
I was
yeah.
saying.
Well, now, if you went out with your friend, y'all got drunk and y'all went to your house, but you went out with your friend and got drunk.
You don't know where I'm at? I'm with you. That's
they
bullshit.
Outside.
I'm with you. That,
but you
thank
just said
you for
that.
That,
though.
Yeah.
No,
you just
but
said,
I was
you
saying
just,
you was out with your friends at the house
no, I'm
drinking.
Not talking about that part. You just said that you might have a night where you be like, fuck all this shit
I'm
about
wait.
With my friends.
Yeah.
You just
I'm
said
with
that.
Your friends.
But I got to be able to know. Like,
but I'm not,
to
you, if I'm, what I'm saying
but
is
with your friends could be anywhere.
If my friends is like, listen, if my friends is my friends and I'm in a relationship, the person that I'm with knows my friends. So if my phone die and you're looking for me, 9 times out of 10, you should be able to call the bitch. You should be able to call the people. That's all I'm saying.
That's all different. I'm saying, but that ain't how you put it at first. I get it, but what I'm saying, I'm thinking you saying that I can go missing.
No, I'm not saying that. That's not what I was saying. So, excuse me. That was not what I was saying.
She was
what
on the young Usher, lady you don't have to call shit.
Huh?
What?
Usher, yeah. You don't have to call
no,
shit.
No, that wasn't what I was saying.
Oh, that's no, what it, but no, I can understand if you're drunk and I already know. Like,
because when you say friends.
If went to out with Jay and they both got drunk, hey, I know y'all had to at least go back to Jay house. I got to Jay house. I got tired. Whatever my phone did, I went to sleep. I pull up. You here. That's the difference. But okay, I don't know where you or Jade at. Nobody, I don't know where nobody is.
Yeah,
what the hell is going on?
No, that's some bullshit.
Now I just gotta believe what you say when you wake up.
No.
That's different, right?
That's
thank you. That's all I'm saying. Like,
we agree.
But that can happen also. Like I said, you go get one of them women that don't understand none of this. But this is your woman. You done made her your woman. She don't understand all this. That I would be worried about you. I done got drunk out my mind, kind of. Green, I ain't gonna say gullible, kind of green, went to sleep at a hotel room. This ain't nothing. Her baby daddy had a hotel, but come on, she ain't thinking nothing about it, but we looking like, bro, we don't play like that around our way.
Period.
It's certain things that you just...
I'm agreeing. I'm agreeing. Like, if you know where she at, like, in my head, I was looking at it as, if this my friend, 9 times out of 10, the person I'm with know who my friends is, you know where the fuck I'm at. So if I say I got drunk and I fell asleep, the thing was, you said fell asleep at your friend house. That's initially what you
but
said.
But that's, no, I'm saying, that's if your you, answer. You're right, but that's yeah. your answer.
Yeah,
but so I don't know where your friend stayed.
See, that's, in my brain, when you said that, you already know who
so
my
how
friend
your,
is.
So how your phone dead, your friends, everybody phone dead, everybody that drunk?
No, I don't agree.
Like, I ain't never seen that. Who did that designated driver drunk to? Nobody ain't answering the phone.
No, Apple right. Watch, no nothing.
No, nothing. Like, right. Everybody
locations just, off, yeah, everything.
Yeah, everything.
No, like, Instagram stories. No stories. I'm going to say
that. Instagram stories telling
Instagram stories.
Nobody got a story up. Everybody.
Yeah, I was born at night, but not last night.
23 hours.
Night was black.
23 hours.
Last time they posted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what happened then?
Come on, man.
Your brain gonna get the wonder, and you gonna go to all her homegirls' Instagram story, and it's all black, nothing there.
But if you gotta do that, I ain't even minutes this way. You gotta choices, do that. Choices. That ain't yours. In
yeah, that means
for the street. She
tells
for
the screen.
For the sea.
For the sea.
Let go, sing. Screen.
She swimming.
So the synchronicity of that. No, I'm just.
The synchronicity. Yeah,
how we get that?
That ain't your bitch.
Choices.
She's sinking with the streets.
So I got a question for you, since like 911 is like a trigger thing. So what happens if like
911 ain't a trigger, but it's just like I pay attention to shit like that. Like if I look at my watch at 9:28, that's my anniversary. I'd be like, oh yeah, I suppose. You know what I'm saying?
It makes me
feel away. Yeah, that makes me feel away. Like if I see not just certain numbers.
You take them as signs.
Yeah, like 134. That's my first apartment. 134 Mason Avenue. My first apartment that I had on my own. So it'd be like, damn, that's my lucky number type shit.
Let me go play that.
So if I see 911, I know that means police, and you fuck around and call me, but you the police. I don't know. I don't know.
So is it just that call that was a police call, or is that nigga permanently a police nigga after that?
Huh?
So if he call you at 9/11, is it just that call, or if he call you back later, he cool?
No. From that point on, I'm talking to him like he's an officer.
You are crazy.
He's a fucking
man,
officer.
Like, if I even answer the phone for you, call me on FaceTime. Don't
yes,
call
sir.
Me
what's
on
up,
a
sir?
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, call me on Telegram. Don't call me on a recorded
phone.
Most
respect.
Right.
Cooperation. I see you. I might be like this. Yes, sir.
You want him to put him behind my back?
I'm in full cooperation with you, man.
I want no smoke.
Y'all crazy.
Synchronicity. That's a good word, but I feel like we still ain't found out what the definition is. We just making our own definition.
I think they said it in the beginning. That was the definition.
We ain't coincided with that, though.
We don't have to
that
agree.
That worked with what I said.
Yeah.
Okay,
that
good with these words.
You can't click on your feet. That was good.
Okay.
Oh,
synchronicity just might be some, It might be, be some Matrix glitch type
synchronicity might be some situational shit, though.
Yeah.
No, I think what he said is like some tapped in shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can walk into a place with somebody and be on the same page, like I say, without having to talk too much about it. Like you can walk into into this place on the same shit and we already know what we on. I already know what this person gonna say, they already know what I'm gonna say, and boom. You know what I'm saying?
Or just on some tapped in shit. Like sometimes you ever had some shit in life just work out exactly how it's supposed to work out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know how it was going or situation was gonna resolve
itself.
Shit
just came together.
And like, damn, this shit worked out perfect.
So much of that shit lately that it's just starting to be scared, bro. I had a playlist on, I was just playing around, singing a song, like playing with a song, like I was singing that One Monkey Don't Stop No Show playing.
That nigga.
That shit came on the next song on the playlist.
Nah, it's crazy because I've had that shit happen before too. Like, not even just singing it, but like, just
but
thinking
see,
about
shit
the song.
Like that, I think shit like that is more to it because you know how, like, you might be thinking about some shit, whatever, whatever, and then all of a sudden you might open Instagram and then an ad for that shit will pop up.
Just think about it.
I think that shit is like some shit that they got. Some secret shit that they
didn't
put inside
shit
of us.
Shit on Netflix to tell you about that.
I don't know.
Social network.
Just think about the shit too. That shit be crazy.
Yeah, just when you just thinking about it. Nah, but guess where I think that shit come from? You know, these folks add up how long you look at ads so they know what you like. Like every time I be looking at them little sweat, the sauna suits.
Yeah.
Like that's all come up on my all.
No. I got one. So like I was in Walmart one time, right? And I seen this off brand type of like, cracker, right? Super off-brand shit. Some shit I ain't never seen before in my life. I ain't never even Googled that shit.
Like an edible cracker?
No, like, yeah, edible cracker. You crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, edible cracker. And I get to scrolling on Instagram, I see that same off-brand of cracker on Instagram. I ain't goddamn Google it. All I did was look at it. I was close to it. And that shit popped up on Instagram.
Nah, but that's the same thing when you buy a car and then you start seeing now you start to notice them.
Mm. Yeah.
That's all it is. You've been seeing that brand of cracker, but it just never caught your attention.
Nah,
because
this is a different brand of cracker.
I'm saying you've been seeing it on Instagram, but it just never caught your eye because you saw it in the store. Now you recognize it.
But what do y'all think about just like... when Thug did that interview and he said that...
Dogs.
You'll never see... You ain't like... His whole childhood, he ain't never really seen no dogs. And then when Snoop Dogg started rapping,
DMX,
he started seeing dogs. He started seeing dogs everywhere.
You crazy. Slap.
Free my guys, man.
Nah, for real.
Yeah, man.
Nah, but it's just like you buy a car, though, you're going to start seeing your same car. You ever did that?
I mean, paying attention.
Because I never even knew the type of car I had exist until I got
it. Oh,
you're
seeing it.
And then
you start seeing
it.
Everybody got their car, but you've been seeing these cars and just never paid attention because you haven't been in one.
Because my last color car was like, it was super unique. It was like hyper green. But I ain't never seen that shit before I got it.
You talking about that hamster car you had?
Hell yeah.
So green?
So, yeah, hyper green.
That color green right there, right?
Yeah, like this color. So like as soon as I got it,
like
as soon as I got it,
you know,
what made you
think
that?
It was just the same reason I got
shit.
The blue one now.
He
this shit just stood out.
He likes vibrant colors. He's flaming vibrant colors
like rainbow.
You talk about us.
What?
I'm being bullied.
You over here like rainbow in the corner.
Is it true?
I'm saying like
rainbow. He got two colors from the rainbow already. Car, you probably the pink one.
No, the last color was dark blue.
The one right now.
I mean, it's blue. It's not
that's
dark,
not
blue.
Dark blue.
Your
car
is
definitely
not dark blue.
It's
more like
that shit
electric.
Is a lighter blue than that.
Yeah,
lighter than your hat. It's lighter than your hat for sure.
I'm gonna get it wrapped. So
it's like
no color.
His car is like
but
this
you
color.
Wear all
this
black. So I think you got to have a box shit outside. So you got all black Kodak black bands on.
All black
with
white
a green
shoes.
Car.
The Mario Kart. That's what we used to call it.
Secret.
Like,
secret
Mario Kart.
No,
like
no synchronicity.
Like a cutlass or some shit.
Oh, man.
I'm going to get it wrapped, man. We'll see what happens.
Okay, so what we doing?
Not what we're
doing, Jade.
Shit, we got damn.
Just go to one of your sub. Sixth grade sub words
plus sixth grade plus yeah, sixth grade.
Read 18 one more time.
Sixth grade.
Okay, so grade. Synchronicity is the simultaneous occurrence of events which appear significantly related but have no discernible casual connection.
We be learning.
It happens
as we go.
To everyone sooner or later. A certain number pops up wherever you go. An old friend you haven't seen in 20 years since high school appears the same day you're looking at their picture in a yearbook. You're singing a song and you cut off. Hold on.
And the same turn song the is playing. Look, the they say you sing playing. A song and you turn off the radio and the same song is playing.
They cut my
so
shit
basically,
off.
Basically what it is what I say is like some shit that remind you of some shit you just did that you hadn't been doing, right?
Or some shit that you haven't done in a long time.
Back to what she was saying earlier, if you start to study these energies, it's kind of like you might be accidentally manifesting some shit. You might have accidentally...
Telekinesis or telepathy. Telepathic.
I don't know the definitions, but that's probably right. But you keep thinking about some shit, and then it either happens or it appears or something close to it happens. Like, I still think, like, with the numbers on the phone or the clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a meaning with it. But I think it's just like if you start seeing 11-11 and it's constantly on your mind, so it's like you're training your mind to look at the clocks at 11-11s. Yeah. That was happening to me for like a whole year, and I was kind of over-obsessed with this shit. Like, why I keep seeing 11-11 when you got some people that's telling me it's got a meaning.
What does that mean?
11-11 is an angel number for... What the hell does 11-11?
I know
all the angel numbers have different things.
Yeah, they're different because
like
you got
111, 222. I know 333 is protection.
111 means divine.
One is supposed to be
divine.
Divine, your stronger self.
God.
It's written.
Who made all this? I'm saying who wrote it?
The same people that said that fuck was a cuss word. We don't know.
I think there's meanings in.
But what does 666 mean for angel number? Well, I thought that was a bad number.
If there's meanings,
no, it has an angel number behind.
If there's a meaning in putting letters together and creating words, then there has to be a meaning in putting numbers together.
Yeah,
that's my opinion. Some type of meaning.
What?
If you put in letters together to make words A B C D E F G, all them you make words, and it has to be a science to putting numbers together too.
Well, letters spell stuff. What do numbers spell?
That's we don't know.
Ah, it's a spell.
What the fuck are we... Shut up.
Put it back up, Kodak, and just leave it. Yeah, put the mask up. Just leave it. They said they need Elsa's. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been going through something lately, man. I'm starting not to believe a lot of this shit that they've been telling us to believe, man.
Like what? Jesus.
Whoa.
How we know it's even goddamn 427 right now?
Well, in another state, in another country, it's not.
How?
It's 27 something, though.
How? Why it ain't the same time everywhere?
Because it's where the sun is.
Because of where the positioning of the sun. Like, it's 427 here in the afternoon.
How the sun here. Say what time it is?
Because you can't be at noon in the dark.
One place.
Unless you're in Alaska.
The other.
How?
That's crazy.
That'd just be weird.
But one of those how countries, though? It'd be dark for a long time. Some people go to Alaska. They don't have...
Alaska.
Somewhere. No, it's Alaska. They're
right next to each other.
It might be both.
Either way, one of them don't have sunlight, right?
No, and they'd be dark for a long ass time, like months at a time.
Yeah. So what does that mean? Does the day still go by?
Mm-hmm. Gotta ask this.
It's science.
Does anybody know?
It's science.
Anybody?
Nah. It's science.
We don't know shit. We just out here
guessing. Really?
That's just what going on. We just out here, bro. Like, that shit don't frustrate y'all sometimes.
Yes, all the time. That's why I try not to think about it.
Yeah, because man, I think like, that shit running me motherfucking crazy or something, man. It's I be trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. Like, why the fuck we got fingernails? What?
There you go. Well, there you go.
You didn't have stupid shit. Like,
if you didn't have fingernails, then you know why you need fingernails when you're trying to scratch
real
yourself.
Quick.
You be trying to
I
do
got
all
a back scratcher.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying, like, not just fingernails. Something like, is why do we got clothes on and why do clothes mean anything?
It's default.
Like, why do Nike money? Mean
so we
something?
We should all walk around naked?
It's default.
She says all about money. She not the fingernails
with
the clothes.
No, I'm saying
if
like
clothes ain't cost shit. We all be naked right now. It's all about money.
Facts.
You said if clothes didn't cost shit,
that's right.
If it was free,
if it was free, we still be butt ass naked.
It had no value. That's
mind
what
you, it's indigenous people who are still naked. We the only ones walking around.
Oh,
they're
talking about the untapped islands. That's
why we got clothes on because it costs money. Because other people making money.
You can't go there.
In certain parts of like. Brazil, other indigenous
Australia,
cultures.
Australia, they have nakedness,
I'm sick of this
too.
Shit, man. Like, why are we buying all this shit for what?
To impress other people?
Money. Yeah, you're right.
That's why I don't get
it's
this
considered,
shit. Like, why the
quote,
fuck
unquote,
do we care?
Civilized, quote, unquote.
What you mean?
If some
quote,
islands
unquote,
don't
civilization, when they created civilization, I feel like that's they created a system, right? And the system is fucked up, the money and everything you're talking about. But it's to make people civilized.
It's called capitalism.
Now, some
people.
Things in civilization I agree with, like washing your ass and not being.
But
you
some
know
people
what I mean?
Don't.
Hey, some,
hey,
some
hey,
shit.
Look. I don't mean to cut you off, but I saw a meme, right? And they were like, back in the 1700s, the men would be hitting the ladies from the back like this.
Jay throw it off.
Jay shot it, bro.
You got a shot.
Who the fuck about to play with Jay?
Y'all win.
I should.
Y'all win.
Deep shit.
Y'all win.
I ain't got no
nigga, John got a stinking ass shit. All right, but still got to get it.
And coming out with 20 kids.
So how we know them Indians don't feel like that smell that they be spilling dope steak?
No, okay, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this for a real story. I used to work with the Universal Soul Circus, right? And it was some people from different cultures, like different parts of Africa. It's like these... And different cultures, right? They didn't believe in deodorant. It was basically the stronger the woman's scent is, the more mature she was, and the more, like, it was, like, more adult-like. So the girls didn't wear deodorant. I'm telling you. I swear to God. Like, I had to learn this because for some, like, it's disrespectful to them that we sitting there like, ugh, why you ain't got no deodorant on? Until they had to sit back and explain to me, like, from their culture, this is what it is. So the more they smell, like, the more, like, they're musty or whatever, they're more mature. Like, that's a more of a woman. It's more womanly. That's what some cultures believe.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Like, so they don't look at it like how we say it stink. They look at must as more like a sweet. Like it smells good to them.
That's what I'm saying. But how Baccarat smell better than must? Have we trained ourselves what stink is, though?
Yes, we have.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Because
like,
some cologne say it has a must.
Because how we looking at cologne and that smell good, then that may stink.
To some people, we just
listen to what everybody else
says. It stinks to people that don't wash.
Bruh. Yeah, nah. Thank you, Jay. You know what it is, man?
Bruh, yeah, I'm just trying to say, like, from the beginning of it. Nah, I know this shit always lead to this.
I kind of tested it on my baby. Like, if a baby is 3 months old and you put something on her nose and she smile, clearly that means it smells good. She ain't been trained. We didn't train her on stinking what smell good. You see what I'm saying? That's real shit.
So basically, if you take a little baby,
the motherfuckers have to surface. You put something that you think smells good in front of the baby, and they smile.
Babies are honest.
Then it must smell good, right?
But if you put something in their face, what they gonna do?
They frown.
They gonna cry.
What about the baby that's playing and shit when they shit?
Yeah, they don't know that.
That's different. That ain't the smell shit.
They do smell shit.
No, I'm saying that's not the smelling shit. Yeah, they just a baby. They don't know no better.
That's what I'm saying. You tell her you smiling while you let her smell some good smelling shit. You doing it like that, so she know to smile like, this supposed to smell good.
This nigga's crazy, man.
You put some shit in her face and smile.
Hey, the more the story.
She gonna think that shit should be smell good.
But
civilize
me.
I don't know what they're gonna civilize me. I'm gonna wear a little deodorant.
When we're speaking on, like, what shit smells like, okay, am I just crazy, or do roses really smell like shit?
You're not lying.
Thank you.
I don't like how strawberries taste.
What's so beautiful? I'm not a woman, so I don't know. Like, what's so beautiful about roses and smelling them and looking at them? Like, that shit smell like a funeral. And I don't like when people having roses in their house. Like, that smell like, that shit take me to a negative experience.
I don't think it's necessary.
What'd she say?
I just said it's your experience.
Yeah, it's my experience. Like, the first time I smelled roses was at a funeral. So every time I smell them now, like, in somebody's house, like, smell like roses, like...
Like, you looking for the cat.
I'm gonna die to that motherfucker, yeah.
And roses really don't smell good. I think that the women fall in love with roses based off of, like, fairy tales.
Thank you, bro. Everything is a fairy tale.
What comes within that fairy tale?
Everything is a fairy tale. Like, we women... feels like they're going to get the man of their dreams or a knight in shining or whatever the
Why
fuck.
Why does that be what they feel like?
Oh, gosh.
I'm just saying, like, well, whatever. That's what they want. They fairy tale. That's what they want.
Look,
everyone want to be married, but guess what? Some of these women grow up and don't want to be married, but will get married just because this is what I'm supposed to do and this part of the fairy tale.
Yeah.
But really, I don't care. I'm a savage. Some women feel like they savages. They really are.
It's the same thing about kids going to college, too. They ain't really want to go to college. But their family sold them on that shit. Said, hey, when you get 18, you got to go to college. I don't want to be in school. But my family said I had to.
I'm just trying to figure out what's the key to a nigga true happiness.
Doing what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Without...
Can't nobody define your happiness but you.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't want to say
we look at people up on the bridges and all that shit and be like, oh, they don't let themselves go because he smelled the woo. What if that's making him happy?
It depends on, is he trying to get out of that situation?
Now, some people really like to be homeless because they don't even want to have to deal with the bills, the society of life.
I'd rather deal with homeless and working and shit like that.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, some people find comfort in that.
Man, like, go around.
It's a conundrum.
People. Yes, when you go around people, they start to tell you like everything that we was taught was bad was really good, and everything we thought was good was really bad.
All right,
Pastor Troy.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, it's just what it is. It's like vice versa, for real. Yeah. Like, how we know? If everything that we have seen come to pass, like, man, that really a lie. Like, we don't supposed to be slaves. White people are not superior to black people.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what they were saying at first. Now they saying this. So what about all that other shit that they were saying? We supposed to still believe that?
How much of this is wrong?
We just caught on to, we don't supposed to get our ass whooped and pick cotton for no motherfucking crop. That's the only part we caught on to. What about the rest of this shit that was taught?
Yeah.
We got to undo some more of that shit.
We got to unlearn that shit.
Am I tripping?
Nah.
No. Civilization.
Like, it's like you be tricked. Like, you just say, Vincent, a motherfucker trick you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like you caught on because you caught a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
What about the rest of it? That's what I be worried about. What about the part I don't know about that
the
you still
you
got me
on to
tricked
should,
on?
Should make you mm-hmm. question everything you question else everything. That that person
Thank
never
you.
Told you.
You
should question
Thank everything. You. That's just like in the court of law.
Yes.
If I could prove that you're lying, one part of this sentence, the rest of that shit is
your
not
credibility, involved. Your total credibility.
So why we don't live like that? Yeah, they keep coming out showing, oh, we forgot. Damn, we forgot. We got a damn, if you got it, immediately filion, you may can get some money. A filion, what is?
Mesophilion.
Mesophilion. Mesophilion. Or if you win the yeah. Camp Lejeune in 1987.
If two of your people died from this, so y'all guessing on us.
Oh, yeah, we one big experiment. For sure, man. We all a product of science.
Huh?
We all a product of science.
So how do we believe any of that shit is what I'm asking?
You can't.
You
gotta
use what you trust. You gotta use
your
trust
yourself
with your belief. You gotta use your own mindset. Nah.
But the thing about your mind, like y'all speaking in the other, not making no excuses, because that's what I was saying in the past episode, the excuses. Your mind has been conditioned that you don't even know what to think.
Mm-hmm.
When your mind has been conditioned a certain way, it's like, my mama said it was right. My grandmama said it was right. My great-grandmama said it right. Everybody said it was right. My pastor, my teacher, my wife, her family, everybody said it's this. So I got to be crazy to think different.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes it takes you being crazy to think differently to get to the truth.
But sure. I honestly feel like that. I honestly feel that's how. That's real. What I done start stepping into those shoes. Like, it's like,
challenging
until they start saying,
yeah.
You saying some bullshit, you ain't saying the right shit. Because if you saying the right shit that everybody agree with, that ain't the right shit. Because everybody don't agree with the right shit.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? People got to be in the comment like, man, this nigga here crazy. That's the only way you saying the right shit. Everybody who got them come out saying the right shit, the media and everybody else presenting them as, he crazy.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right.
Most of the time.
Happens, right.
So was Martin Luther King crazy?
Hold up.
Was Martin Luther King crazy?
I don't think it was crazy.
I'm talking about to the world.
No,
at that time, they said it was crazy. Most people who are ahead of their time and enlightened in a certain way are perceived as crazy or insane.
Okay,
sure.
The nigga that invented the airplane.
No,
they said he was crazy.
No. What I'm talking about the black leaders who try to lead their people.
Malcolm.
Was Malcolm X crazy?
No.
They said he was.
I'm saying, okay, look at this story. Every one of these guys that came out and stood on, fuck them, I'm gonna die for my people, was what their legacy is.
It's up there.
He cheated on Coretta with some white women. He did this. We got
to
make him the worst type of people to his people so they won't even go back and listen to the shit he was saying and actually believe it because he's crazy.
Look how they did Bill Cosby.
Shaw, what you say?
I said, what about like Dr. Sebi?
Yes, he was crazy. Nigga was wrong.
Who?
Dr. Sebi.
You say he was wrong?
He was wrong. That nigga, he didn't cure the shit he said he cured.
Who said that?
He went to the Supreme Court.
Not true, man.
He went to the Supreme Court and did what?
And they said...
You saying he is, or you saying
no? I'm saying this shit. He went to court for this shit, and they proved him wrong. He had to stop saying he cured that shit.
That's not true, bro. That's not true at all.
Go to the mic.
That's very false.
Yeah, go to the mic because you know this nigga be tripping, bro.
I'll be right.
Wait, so you said that Dr. Sebi didn't?
You said Dr. Sebi with what?
Dr. Sebi, real facts, like true talk.
What's he right about?
He talks about healing yourself from the cellular level. So
did he cure AIDS?
Now, I've done Dr. Sebi's fast for like 2 months. The cleanest I ever been, the closest to God I ever been.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty much 80%, 90% plant-based off the diet of Dr. Sebi.
Uh-huh.
If you want to change your life and you got to get on that diet.
Nah, I hear you. But yeah, eating good, I mean, that's no.
But he cures saying, people because...
No, I'm saying, but they said he cured AIDS.
No, for real.
Who's people that couldn't
see? He did. He said that shit. That couldn't see.
How you know he did?
They was able to see because...
That's why he went to prison.
No, not prison.
That's why he went to court.
Answer that question.
Hold on, but if I went to court and didn't go to jail, what that mean? I was right.
You don't gotta court because it's not all criminal. Mm-hmm. It was a civil court.
But if I went to court and didn't go to jail or get fined or nothing, what the fuck?
He had to stop saying that he cured this shit. They said, hey, on your labels, you cannot say you cured this shit.
Brainwashed a nigga like you and everybody else to say that this nigga crazy.
So do you believe the government? Do you believe the government or not?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, think about Mandela though.
Huh?
Think about Mandela.
That wasn't here. It don't matter.
It's about
matter.
Government. But
it's a whole different government.
What they got to do?
Okay, what about the Tuskegee experiment?
What about it? Let's talk about it.
Let's talk.
This nigga Uncle Sam.
Let's talk.
How am I Uncle Sam?
Is it 911?
How am I Uncle Sam?
Is it 911?
How am I Uncle Tom?
This 911 thing.
Uncle Sam, this nigga ready to text.
Because the government said it's right.
It's 911, y'all. Mama, you said let's talk about the Tuskegee
experiment. Let's talk about it.
I don't even know nothing about that. But all I know... is in my history that I seen, is like, what about our people before these people? Everything has been erased. So how the fuck we supposed to believe anything?
No, yeah.
We don't even know what our original religion is. We only know the religion that they give us. We don't know what our original religion is.
It was in Africa before slavery.
Huh?
Call that.
Tell me how I'm wrong.
I know, but where he's going with it is...
How you going to tell me where I'm going? Go ahead. Christianity was in Africa before slavery. But was there religion before that? No, yes, it was before slavery. Christianity was in Africa before slavery.
Go to the mic.
Yes, it was. It was. I already looked it up. But it was a religion there before Christianity.
For sure.
Okay. I'm not saying you're wrong.
The Africans taught the world slavery. And then the colonizers...
Taught the world slavery?
The Africans. And the Muslims. And the Muslims.
You said that a few weeks ago.
And then the conquerors, the colonizers, brought Christianity over. They called them Christian Crusades. Look it up. If you weren't a Christian, they'll kill you.
That's what I get.
So they made peace. So they wanted peace. They wanted peace in Africa, so they took Christianity as their culture because they wanted peace.
But you know what's fucked up?
Oh, man. So she's saying basically them folk went over there on the sticks and made them folk change their whole shit.
Well, because them people probably weren't Christians.
No, but what's fucked up, I'm just thinking about it. I went to a predominantly white elementary school or whatever. But when... Every year, we used to have some shit called, like, the Christian Crusades, and we would dress up like...
Pilgrims?
We would wear, like these outfits, and we would wear... we would make these crowns and these hats, but it was really, like, now that I'm thinking about it, it looked just like the Egyptians... But they would call it the Christian Crusade. But now that she's saying something about that being over there, like, that's crazy that she's saying that. Like,
but also, when we talk about Africa, we got to remember Africa is a big-ass continent with multiple countries that have different religion, that study different shit in different languages.
But what I'm saying is, okay, if it was a religion before the Bible...
Mm-hmm.
What happened to it?
Got miscalculated.
So does that mean the Bible... I'm pretty sure because...
Is the Bible accurate?
No. Is the Bible man-made? Listen, what I'm saying. I feel like the Bible has all true stories in it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I feel.
Trust me, I feel like that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they have been remixed from mm-hmm. something else
exactly.
to make their culture the dominant.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like, is it some truth in that? Yes, because you can feel it. You can feel it, and it makes sense with life. Everything makes sense. But it's like, to paint the picture of it, we had to remix it. To make us the dominant.
But when
just like how a lot of these rap niggas be doing with their raps. Mm-hmm. Telling other niggas stories, taking bits and pieces of it about shit that they really didn't do.
For sure.
And remixing it and rapping about it for entertainment purposes.
But even when you look at the description of Jesus that's given in the Bible, it's not what the picture that we saw probably hanging in Granny's room.
He had thick, woolly hair.
How you
and skin like bronze.
But they paint the picture of him to be this white man with straight hair and blue eyes.
A penny is bronze. That shit ain't white.
You know what they say, though? The conquerors
the people who win the war, they're the ones who write the
history.
They're the ones to
tell the truth. They're the ones to tell the story.
They tell the story. They don't tell the truth. Yes. They tell the story.
They tell the story. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. They tell the story as according to their truth. You win the
war. Exactly.
Yeah.
You win the war, you get to tell the story. Exactly. Nah, them facts right
there.
Exactly.
That's hard. I like that.
We need this
production.
We need more soap.
Okay.
Nah, but that's real shit. The motherfucker who win the war get to tell the truth. So if
the story is the truth.
That's
the same way in modern day, the nigga with the money is right.
Yeah.
The nigga that survived, the most popular nigga is right.
Yes.
Ain't nobody listen to the broke nigga.
He could be the real prophet.
Yes.
This could be the prophet in the form of a nobody.
But God just got him right here
to give you the mm-hmm. That's why I said when I walk in this motherfucker, I speak to everybody the same. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm gonna stop and talk to you because I don't know where my message is gonna come from or from who.
Exactly.
So you ready to listen to the stage manager instead of the people behind the camera she might got a better message than her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? But just because she's of authority, her word means more than hers.
And the message.
I don't look at it like
that. And the message that may be irrelevant to me may be life-changing for you.
Yeah.
Huh?
A message that may be irrelevant for me may be life-changing for you.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
So it don't matter what
But that's what society is like, the most popular, like, even in politics.
Yeah.
Like, if they ain't got no money, if they're not
a part of them two parties.
The best politician might be, for the job, might be the brokest one. But the nigga with the money gonna win. Because if Trump wasn't as outrageous as he is,
he never would have made it this far.
Yeah, but it's about popularity. Popularity always win.
Conversation rule the nation. You're talking the right shit and you got enough money, man. You can convince niggas that you telling the truth.
That's why fundraising is always so big a part of politicians' campaigns and shit. It's always about fundraising.
That's
because if a nigga run out of money, what are you gonna do?
Yeah. Yes. He gotta drop out.
Niggas don't drop out because they don't have enough votes. They drop out because they don't have enough money.
Facts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
niggas is broke. True. Trump had the most money of all the Republicans that was running in 2016. That's how the nigga won. He wasn't a better candidate.
Mm-hmm.
All the niggas ran out of funds fucking with this nigga.
They were getting money fucking with Trump, though.
Niggas was getting money, but he had to get in there.
At this point, would you rather have Trump or Joe Biden?
Man, that shit. Ain't really no plus for Biden right now for niggas.
I'm saying the way the world going right now, like,
I'm saying,
I look at politics like this, bro. Either way, we fucked up.
Yeah.
No matter who in there.
But you got to look at the pluses,
though. So put the nigga in there that gonna at least don't give a fuck about us getting no money.
But you got to look at the pluses. You got to look at the pluses, though. Biden's pluses have been for other countries. Mississippi has run out of fucking water. He's giving out billions of dollars to
Mississippi. But y'all were just... Mississippi ran out of water because the officials in Mississippi have not done their job for the last 20 years.
But that still can be a federal intervention. But he's giving billions of dollars to Ukraine and these other countries.
He gave them money.
Man, don't be no Biden.
But you just said 20 years. He's only been in office before. What I'm saying is,
no, listen, you're contradicting yourself.
You just contradicted yourself.
You don't even see yourself right now.
I'm making a lot of sense.
You just said that Mississippi has run out of water.
Yes, they don't have clean water. No, it's not his problem, but it's a problem that he can fix. These are problems that can be fixed on a federal...
He didn't send Mississippi any money. Okay, so
what did he send Mississippi no money.
What did he do then?
Stop drinking the water. Boil it. Boil the water.
That's cap.
He gonna send that shit to Ukraine, though.
I just feel like...
Man.
Y'all say it's the lesser of two evils, right? And I told y'all this shit, and I hope Biden don't see this, but I told y'all this shit in the beginning, bro. I'd rather deal with a nigga that I know saying fuck me than a nigga I know trying to pull the wool over my eye and say fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to deal with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Trump feel like fuck a nigga, get it how you gonna live. Biden come in with all this, I'm about to be Biden.
It wasn't even about
being, that shit. But listen, man, this is the worst time in motherfucking history, man.
It wasn't even about being Biden. It was, I'm not Trump. Hey, at least I'm not this guy.
But that's how you get caught up in. But we got to look at the worst in this guy that was just in there. What's the worst they saying about Trump? He got a fucked up character.
Yeah, he was racist. That's the worst.
He got a fucked up character and he's racist. Take the camera off Biden and see who he is.
Mm. Might be the same thing.
Plus, I'm getting all the money to the foreign countries.
Yeah.
Trump would. One thing we say about Trump, and I ain't no Trump advocate, I don't even vote. I know that sounds ignorant, but I don't. Because it's like, it don't even, whatever it's going to be.
He will vote, eventually.
No, I fuck that. I may. But what I'm saying is, I feel like Trump, if you look at it, Trump showed y'all who I was. I feel like a lazy motherfucker, fuck you. But I'm Team America. I'm ready to drop bombs and say fuck everybody for this shit. Biden, I'm for everybody else but this shit.
And that shit has turned a lot of people off on
Trump. Brian. Say, y'all fucked up. We need to keep this motherfucker. We need to keep this economy going. I'm going to send y'all some money so y'all can spend it.
He sure did.
I'm going to let y'all niggas scam and everything. Whatever, however, do it. I'm stealing too.
We been
doing it. Now, how he looking at it? Do it.
Keep it going.
That's what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, as a mentality, that what I think of, I look at, okay, you laying it out who you are. With Biden, we guessing.
Mm-hmm. Biden's biggest shit was, I was a nigga that was with Obama.
We ain't even seen this nigga since this.
Y'all love Obama, right? Shit, y'all should love me.
Trump was entertaining. We saw him every day.
Am I lying?
We just saw Biden. He fell off a bike on the train.
No, I'm not about to laugh.
We don't even see this nigga.
That was Sleepy Joe.
Yo, who you see this Joe?
That nigga Trump choking them niggas and everything. That niggas ain't that.
Trump coming in with memes and all that shit.
Trump got kicked off Twitter. They was sick of him.
But guess who they kick off Twitter and do shit like that too?
Somebody that's telling the truth.
Niggas who telling the truth, bro. People can't stand the truth, bro. When truth of tongue will get you, make people draw a whole conclusion of you, draw a whole picture of you as a demon, mm-hmm. right? But you being standing in your truth is gonna make you step in them shoes because it's like, you standing in your truth is like, you gotta not give a fuck about what people think. So by you being so arrogant to the point what my wife just said on the phone, I don't be what? Insensitive. And by you being insensitive about situations because you standing on the truth, you like, fuck it, this what it is. People go looking at, okay, yeah, I see what Biden talking about Trump. Because mm-hmm. Trump so much standing on the truth of, like, I'm going to drain the swamp. Like, all this shit some bullshit.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what the nigga saying. Like, okay, y'all saying on some bullshit, but all this shit some bullshit. Don't be fooled by this shit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we got to make you look like the worst person ever so when you do fuck around and tell the truth, nobody believes you. Mm-hmm. And you so arrogant about the truth and standing on the truth, you are the truth, that you look like you some bullshit. Mm-hmm. How strong you standing on the truth. You get what I'm saying? You got some people that rather stand by themselves with the truth than stand with a crowd with a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got some people like that, like, I don't give a fuck what y'all think. I know in my heart, I'm not finna change my heart for nobody.
Period. Yeah.
And that make me be the worst one.
The outcast. Fuck you. Yeah.
It's just what it is, bro. Some people gonna stand on that shit to however it go. Some people cave in like, you know what?
Damn, you right.
They right. They right. I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those are the type of people that you need to keep far, far away from you.
Synchronicity.
Synchro who?
Cinco de Mayo.
Cisco.
Y'all come get
it. Cisco. Nah, but real shit though, bro. It's like, bro, you gonna always. When have you ever seen a truthful nigga with friends? He might have one or two like friends that just know, like, he gonna tell me the truth no matter how it comes out. Cause some people don't know how to word
accept
the truth.
It. Yeah.
Some people don't know how to word the truth. They just know how to tell you, like, hell nah, them shoes ugly here, bro. They don't know how to say, like, you could have wrote some different shit. They don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
They just know how to tell you the truth.
Which one would you rather have, though?
I want the truth.
I want the truth, too.
I don't care. Make me cry.
Truth.
Make me cry. Make me cry about myself. I go in the corner and cry about that shit and be like, damn. But it's the truth.
Yeah.
I come and tell you, no matter how I receive it at that moment, I got to be real with myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get in that car, I can't keep on lying to myself like, these motherfuckers fresh I got on my feet. This nigga, hey, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. When I put the motherfuckers on, I felt kind of funny with them.
I second guessed when I walked
in. Yeah,
down.
I second guessed them. Yeah. That nigga told me the truth. I want to stand on it because it hurt my feelings. That's
it
all
hurt
it is.
My heart.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It hurts my heart.
You hurt by another man's or another woman's opinion.
They didn't believe in us.
God Jay did.
God did.
Nah, but for real though, bro. Like, that nigga got to check themselves, bro.
What do you call those people that do get hurt by that? By other people's opinion?
Weak.
The world would call
But we all
insecure.
Do, though. We all do. Like, now I'm saying, like, weak. I'm Teflon or no shit. Like, we all do. But I'm just the type of nigga, I overthink shit. I could take it away, argue with you, fuck you. You a hater, we will tell you the worst shit in the world because I don't agree at that moment. But when I get a chance to get by myself and get out the moment and process it, I'm going to tell myself the truth.
Yeah, right.
And call you back and be like, no, you know what, bro? I was tripping. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to let it linger and cut you off as a friend and be somewhere saying, like, make up something that you did to me. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to call you back and tell you, you know what? I respect you and love you for that, telling me the truth and stood on it. You didn't agree with me and not know, because I know the truth. You're going to know. You know the truth yourself.
Deep down.
Deep down, you know. If it made you feel a certain way. Because guess what? If a nigga say something about you, come in the motherfucker and say, well, you white, Kodak. You ain't going to get upset about that. Because you know you not. You ain't going to get upset about that. You're going to be looking like, this nigga retarded. That's what you're going to say. But nigga come in the motherfucker and say, you ugly, and you feel like you ugly, you're going to be like, what you mean? Nigga, you ugly. Because you feel like that.
You're going to instantly react.
That comes with something else.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Motherfucker coming in, motherfucker tell me, bro, you light skin. I'm be like, you can't see. Yeah. It's going to be a joke.
Yeah, you need help.
You need glasses.
You know what I'm saying? When motherfucker come tell your ass something, the truth about yourself, you're going to jump in defense mode immediately. And when you jump in defense mode, you letting the person know they told the truth.
Yep, yeah, I got him.
I just told you the truth and you can't stand the truth.
Truth hurts.
Yeah, yeah, that shit hurt. That's why you can't go around them kids or them old folk, because they going to tell your ass. They going to tell your ass the truth no matter what. Like,
babe,
you stink, you stink.
Babe, you get kind of big.
Like, I'm the type of nigga have a stinking ass nigga around and be like, and won't say shit. Like,
oh my God, not me.
I know you smell that.
Not me. The way my nose is set up, I can't take no stinky ass nigga.
But them old folk gonna be, whoo, as soon as they hit the door. Which one of y'all that is?
Come here, let me smell you.
Yeah, which one of y'all that is? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Yeah. They don't care.
You come in here smelling like that.
What? You need to get out.
You smelling like Satan.
Nah, and them kids
were no, the kids worse. You kids worse.
Them kids don't give a fuck at all. Like,
they don't know, but
because they don't know nobody like him.
Somebody smell like hot dog water. Damn, that's fucked up, little baby.
But I feel like we only get upset about the truth.
Yeah.
Or what people think is the truth.
But I don't even give a fuck about what people think is the truth. Like, I never tell my side of the story. There's so many stories out there about me that I be hearing. I be like, damn, they saying that too?
Yeah.
But I just don't even engage in trying to fix that. Because if you the type of person to believe that about me, that's you want to believe that about me.
Right.
Because you can't tell Shy certain shit about me and she believe it. Or Jay or Scream, or they going to be like, I don't really believe that. I don't see bro doing that.
I don't
get what I'm saying?
You better get out of my face before I beat you up.
So just help
friend.
Me eliminate those people. So if you can persuade a motherfucker, like, I look at it like this. If a person can persuade a motherfucker not to like you but not even dealing with you,
you
they
never
didn't
want to
like you in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
They didn't want to fuck with you in the beginning.
Facts. They just needed a reason.
I never knew you. How I'm going to listen to what you did to, like, if I come tell Kodak, man, that nigga Scream did. Now you hate Scream. You got, and you don't know one side of the report. You already want to hate Scream.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't tell you what he did to me.
Nigga
what I did to him.
Nigga had to show me like video evidence by anybody
I
that I fuck
see that
with.
Shit,
like,
really. If that's my friend, I don't even
care. And I still
that's
be like,
shit.
Exactly.
That
but the thing about
me.
It, whatever he could have done to me could have been a reaction to the shit I did to him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't going to never tell
if
that
nigga,
part.
If a nigga ain't never did no shit to me, hey man, that's y'all business.
Facts.
Keep me out of it.
Nah, we said that shit in like a long time episode. Like, can you do business with a person that ain't been drugged through the mud? I can't. Because if it makes sense, it makes sense. We're going to check it. I'm going to let my lawyer see it. That's what it is. I don't know what happened. People have their
own
story.
Yes.
People have their own stories of how things went left. They don't know. And dude could have fucked over you for a reason, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
That don't mean he's going to fuck over me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't. But I got my antennas up anyway on everybody because I think everything from a negative situation.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, so
which
I'm going
to
have a noise
protect
involved.
Yourself. From any situation.
What we doing, Scream?
Great conversation on Big Facts Friday. Final words.
You didn't say much today.
Hey, man, y'all won.
His words were slurred or whatever.
Slurred. Shouts to Hoodrich Kings. Yeah.
Slurp words.
Like, I feel like we have been bamboozled.
We have been.
We know that though.
We have been bamboozled to the point that we don't even like. We pass on shit.
We've been hoodwinked.
We pass on shit for generations that don't. That's not even. We lead not like. I hate the point that the things that we feel is important that we make our kids and our grandkids make feel important is not important.
Yeah. Like what?
Like shit, designer and material everything stuff. Else. Shit that don't matter for real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clout.
Clout. Designer. Popularity, that shit don't even matter. Mm-hmm. For real.
Not we're leading real. Our legacy and our culture to the Diaz brothers.
Nah.
Triple W.
All that shit been fucked up.
Say it, Sean, say it.
All that shit been fucked up for real, bro. Though. From the start, bro. And it's like, we was taught to do that. Right?
You think social media is the leading cause of
like hearing your grandmama talk shit about Miss Ruth. My grandma, you talk shit about her, her friend Miss Ruth so much. That shit let me, like, she gonna walk down there and get that damn mail, just nothing, a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah.
And she know I can send somebody over there to get her mail, just bullshit that we inherit. You got get what I'm saying? But she don't know no better because it was passed down to her, passed down for her, passed down. That gossiping is the way in putting other people down. She got that, her Christmas tree white, I'm gonna get the biggest one.
That's
but you know, back in the day, gossiping was their entertainment because they didn't have like media and all that shit. So back, our grandparents and all that shit, they been gossiping.
That's the poor nigga syndrome.
That was their social media.
That was their social media for real. Like think about it. Like they sitting there gossiping and shit. That was their entertainment. Because my nanny used to sit on the on the porch and talk shit about the same women that she cool with. She going to make pies and shit for these women, but she gonna sit here and talk cash shit about it when they go away.
I'm not saying. Yeah, I'm saying not saying they wrong. I'm just saying we was led wrong.
Yeah. To
know that goddamn, just even back with slavery, like they coming in a good pale face. Hey, with a cake. Hey, what did you, who stole the pie in earlier? And you know what I'm saying? Good face and, so this all I got to do is tell on my brother to gain faith with you to eat cake? You get what I'm saying? Or to get an extra goddamn piece of slop tonight? Do what I got to do, turn somebody else up, tell that he did this, or you get what I'm saying?
Were they hoe cakes or Johnny cakes?
That shit, they did that with...
Whites only pies.
Huh?
Like, when they already do
we don't make no nigga pies.
With each other, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
God damn it.
It's like, dog eats dog world was invested in us from the rip.
Yeah.
Like that crab mentality.
Yeah, the crab mentality was invested in us from the beginning of time, like, the thing that we trying to, like, you know how I see people be trying to speak on? How do we change it? And how do we, it's like irreversible, what, like, unreversible.
It seems like impossible.
Because it's like a way of life. It's like a mentality type shit. Like,
Willie
this
Lynch.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, because I can't sit here and say that I don't, I'm not this way either. I see certain people. I'm in certain neighborhoods, my antenna's up different. Mm-hmm. I'm in certain gas stations, my antenna's up different because it's like, you feel your people.
You know they on bullshit over you.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Nigga walk by you and nigga just be looking at you on some, damn, that big bank. But I'm looking at like, how the fuck this nigga looking at me like this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me.
You get what I'm saying? He could just be on some cool shit, but I'm looking like.
But you saw shell from past negative experiences. You can't help it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I can goddamn, just think about when you go out of town, you go out the country and shit. You don't even lock your villa.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just free when you out the country.
You're talking
to
rich.
Place where people don't know where you at. And, you know what I'm saying? You don't even lock your doors in your hotel and shit. You just come in, you just willy-nilly. You know what I'm saying? You vulnerable.
Yeah.
But when your ass in that environment of you know people know who you are and you know, like, just black communities, bro, you be on high alert, ready to do something to your people.
Because nine times out of ten, your people ready to do something to you for your position.
That's what I'm saying. So it's
somebody.
Like, it's like an all revolving cycle. Like, how the fuck we get out this shit? Not knowing, bro. The fuck is going on, bro? I be having dilemmas, bro. I'm telling you, bro, this shit be fucking me up.
Still go by the choices.
Because it's like, yeah.
Choices to what?
Still go by the choices.
Okay, you can be, like I'm saying, okay, you can make the choice to be the most righteous brother ever.
How about that?
And you be the nigga get smashed.
Yo, that always happens. Wayne saying make that choice.
What choice, Scream?
I'm saying it. Everybody's individual choice is way bigger than righteousness, and not righteousness has led us to where we are this day. Our mindsets were completely different 10 years ago. And probably 20 years ago and 30 years ago, we made a conscious choice to change our mindsets and our habits and a lot of shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it starts with individuals. We can't heal in masses until we individually heal ourselves. It's great that a lot of people are talking about therapy, and therapy is just as cool as buying the designer and all that shit, because it's helping individuals make better choices. Mm-hmm. It ain't gonna happen overnight. It might not happen in our lifetime. It might not happen in the next lifetime. But what you can do is focus on bank and make better choices and influence the people around you. Create your own tribe. That's what they did in Africa, too. They had tribes. And tribes stayed in their space and their energy. This is what we're on. This is what we believe in. This is what we stand on. And you better not come over here fucking with our tribe, because this is our tribe and our beliefs. That's all I'm saying. Still go back to choices, in my opinion.
Facts. Still, though. But
to me,
what? It's like we have been brain fucked, man.
We're agreeing.
This is a choice.
Yeah.
It's a choice to be brain fucked.
We've accepted it.
I'm saying, listen.
No one can make you believe.
Where you going to get the real knowledge from?
You can seek it.
Seek it from where?
Seek it from
do you feel like you have? Do you feel like you have a higher knowledge than certain other people?
No.
On certain things, yes,
no,
you
I
do.
Feel like I'm still lost like everybody
else. No, I'm saying on certain things.
I feel like I have awareness that I am lost, so yes.
There you go. That's a start in itself.
Yeah, would that be considered woke?
Because you made a choice.
Nah, hell, I ain't woke. If I woke, I know what the fuck to do.
No, but I'm saying the fact that you're even cognizant that you have been bamboozled, that means that, like, you have a higher knowledge and you are more awake and not as asleep as some other niggas.
Oh, for sure.
Remember when you one of the first episodes of Big Facts, you were talking about a book you read was The Four Agreements, right?
Yeah.
You learned a lot from that book, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Because you made the choice to open yourself up to receive the knowledge from that book. Everything is in a choice. That's just what I stand on and I believe.
Fuck you up worse when you started reading them books and shit, and that shit started tapping into your mental, bro. It'd be like, damn, like, I wish I could have get a do-over. You know what I'm saying? With the knowledge. Yeah. Every nigga feel like that, bro. Yeah. Once you get certain type of knowledge, be like, you feel like regret.
But every day is a do-over, bro. Every day you wake up, a do-over.
No, but
you can't take certain shit back
you're not supposed to
person that you was. Like,
but it makes you who you are. You wouldn't change who you are.
Huh?
You wouldn't change who you are and make you who you are.
For sure.
That's part of loving.
But I changed a lot of situations. Though.
No, for sure. If you could, we made mistakes that we wish we... Damn, I wish I wouldn't have did that. But it's part of your journey and your path that made you who you are. To get to the four agreements or to get to this or to get to that. It's all a process. Everybody's process is different. And some people's process is way more fucked up than our processes, and they got circumstances that's way more fucked up.
Yeah.
And that might just be how it is. I can't answer that part of it, but I do know you can change a lot of shit within yourself and around you with choices.
No big fat.
You know what I'm saying? It's my belief. Ad libber.
How you started?
You're gonna lose your job. Oh. Ad libber.
thanks for tuning in another episode of Big Facts Friday. Check us out at www.bigfactspod.com.
www.bigfactspod.com.
You missed a W.
She said triple dub.
That's the shy version.
I go ahead.
www.bigfactspod.com and follow us at Big Facts Friday and bigfactspod.com.
Big Facts Live.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts.
Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.